Step into your private luxury premium blocked party episode. The content you can only get by giving us your money. Look at you, you're such a big time.
Everybody, and welcome back to another bonus episode of Blocked Party. This is Blocked Bag number 23. I'm John.
I'm Stefan.
And with us is a man that we love a great deal. He is one of the hosts of the Globe Hell podcast, as well as the 155 pod. Josiah Hughes is here. Hi, Josiah.
Hi, Josiah. What's up? You guys ever do the joke? Because we've only done like two mailbags ever on 155. And I can't stop thinking about mailbag as being another word for a scrotum, because it's like a mail bag.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of just something I've ruminated on quite a bit.
I don't know that we've ever brought that up or touched on that before.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Kind of just the things I think about.
Yeah.
Day-to-day. Well, maybe next time I want to seduce Becca, that's what I'll say. I'll be like, hey,
ready for a mailbag episode?
Well, yeah, you want to do a mailbag episode?
You kind of, when you're trying to seduce her, you start with the scrotum. Is that what you're saying? It's kind of an interesting place to begin.
Hey, man, I'm into different people are into different things, you know?
I saw this video on Twitter of this guy just getting his nuts just like absolutely wailed on. It was
how
like
do
some...
you always have these guys just at your fingertips? You're always like, oh yeah,
I didn't look for it.
Okay, but I'm just saying every so often
it showed up on my timeline.
It's pretty regular, like once a month. You're just like, yeah, the other day this guy was getting his nuts fucking stomped on.
No, they were getting punched.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. But his coworker had a ball peen hammer and was just hammering his nut. And I'm like,
no, I think
sound weird to you, John? Like to me, if I looked at Twitter and my timeline was all like Vancouver open mics, I'd be like, what the fuck? But the ball's getting hammered on is normal to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And okay. I guess I'm the odd man out here.
Yeah. It's funny to see a guy get his nuts like just wailed on. It's really funny to see that. Do you not agree with that, John?
What was it like? Was it like a horse situation where this guy like had no feeling in his nuts, or was
no,
it?
No, I think it was like a sexual thing.
I see. So he liked it then.
I presume.
Is that safe to do that? I've always wondered that.
I don't know.
Can you do serious damage?
I think so.
I would assume so. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. But like
if you get hit in the head, it kills brain cells, right?
So this guy was like on his back with his legs kind of like above him.
What is that? Like when I, like in my mind,
and then
I'm
this
like,
woman was like straddling him and just like hammering his nuts.
She's I think like I saw this video too, actually. Yeah, I remember.
It was like a quote tweet or something.
I bet you it was Palma
retweeting I don't know. It was someone quote tweeting it, and it was very funny.
It doesn't sound funny, I'll be honest.
It was John Cullen tweeted it.
Oh, yeah, it was John, yeah.
Yeah, I just do a complete 180 on my Twitter all of a sudden. I'm just exclusively...
What's really fun is, and we'll do this in the group chat, is we'll search for, like, if you look on Twitter for just like accounts that are named like the horny MILF or whatever, and then you just go and look at one of their random posts and look at the replies, because there's like 50 replies. It'll just be like 60-year-old men sending them the worst dick pics of all time. And they're so fucking funny. I'm not going to name names, but one of the guys in our group chat found the holy grail of those weird old man dick pics where he sent the dick pic from the toilet and you could see a poop in the toilet.
Okay. Come on.
I mean, that's what you want. That's what you want to find.
That's natural.
Yeah.
That's just where
the poop
natural.
Goes. The toilet.
Yeah. Anything that's less kinky that it's in there.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, you could see his like small wrinkled penis. And it was like hard. And then there was a poop in the toilet. John, your thoughts?
Pass.
Okay. Do we have any questions?
Okay. Well, here's I have a question for you, actually. Just speaking of the group chat, we've talked about this on the show before, that you have like a group chat with a bunch of the weird Twitter people.
Well, don't say that.
That's what you guys
are. For those at home who don't know what it is check Google oral history of weird Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. It's like everybody in that web, like is
Stefan,
all
Stefan, Johnny Sun, kind of two of the greats.
Two of the greats on weird Twitter. Yeah, people are always thinking about Stefan's always like, we got to get Johnny Sun on the pod. I'm like, I don't know, man.
I think a lot of you could probably do a whole special compilation of people that he's blomped. On Twitter. We have an episode called Blomped Party.
Blomped Party. Blomped. We did that. So who was someone was blocked by him, and then we had like five different listeners send in listener blocks.
Yeah,
so usually we only read one listener block, but we read all of the Johnny Sun listener blocks on that show.
Yeah. But anyway, he's in the group.
So I was gonna ask you though, because I was talking about this with some friends this morning. Mm-hmm. And speaking of my Twitter as well, how often is my Twitter ridiculed in the group chat?
I mean, not that often, like once a week.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I figured. I figured it was like about, because we were talking about, there was some debate. Someone had tweeted out something like, you know, if you have under 100 followers on Twitter,
over 100, I think, right? You're
being over 100. Yeah. You're being made fun of in a group chat somewhere. Yeah. This was in a group chat that I'm in. Someone was like, yeah, I don't think any of us in this group chat get made fun of. And I was like, oh, I'm positive. I get roasted in the weird Twitter Slack for sure. John's tweeting about hockey again.
I mean, I think like, you know, Jesse respects like how normy you are. I think he does like that.
Yeah, but there's like 30 other people in the
they all like how normie you are. Yeah.
No, they don't.
I have the opposite problem where I just assume that like people that know my family, but I don't realize they follow me, are just like constantly praying for me because of my Twitter.
Yeah, 100%. It's the opposite. I mean, it's like, well, whenever you get, I feel like whenever you, it says like, oh, you have like three quote tweets on this post, and you go click on it and there's no quote tweets. I like to imagine that's basically someone has shared your tweet in a group DM somewhere. Exactly. That's essentially what that means.
Yeah.
I'll post a picture of Kiki and it'll get like one quote tweet that I can't see. And it's like, oh, this is like someone calling my cat gay, I guess. Okay.
I've been scrolling back this whole time because I found a really good one the other day. There's this lady we follow from the Globe Hell account who's just like, well, you'll see her page. Her name's Jeanette Joy. I don't really know what her deal is. She's some sort of like psychology guru, motivational speaker. I mean, we just follow like hundreds of people a day on Global. But she did this. I thought this was a funny tweet she did where she just quoted Taxi Driver. She just wrote, "You talking to me?" Quote Taxi Driver 1976. Hashtag film. Hashtag cinema. And then this like creepy old man who is like the creepiest old man profile picture in all caps wrote, LMAO, what would you do with me if I shrunk down to your foot and you became a giant to me?
Oh my God.
That made me really happy to find that in the world.
This guy hasn't tweeted any pictures, surprisingly.
Yeah. I mean, his profile picture looks exactly like... His profile picture
says it all. Yeah. It really says it all.
It looks like my friend Devin on here, kind of similar look.
How much did Tom pay for that mask, by the way?
Oh, I have no idea.
Too much. Way too much. I can guarantee that whatever it was he paid, it was too much.
I look at Twitter at like 8 a.m. and then I'm trying to freelance a little bit until I get my Patreons up. So I'll look at 8 a.m., just become profoundly depressed and amused and feel every emotion at once, you know, in that first 15 minutes of the day, and then just feel kind of a sense of dizziness for the rest of the day.
Did you look at the rest of this guy's replies?
I saw a couple of them.
It's okay. I mean, well, here they are. He's literally doing the, if I shrunk down, would you step on me thing to like everyone on Twitter. Like insane.
I love his bio too. Love all sports, especially the University of Tennessee. That's all his bio says.
It's it's kind of like, how is he even finding? It's not like he's searching one term. Like, there's no, the tweets are so completely
they're all
diverse.
Different. Some of them are like sports posts. Some of them are just like, oh, I'm having like a drink on like a Friday night or whatever. Like,
what would you step on me or lock me in a tiny bird cage or force me to lick your feet if I shrunk down to your foot?
I mean,
that's good.
Every post is like this. This
did you see this? This one he responded to, I really like, from Michelle. Just her tweet is also unbelievable. She wrote, y'all like my cup? Yep, that's so me. And then the picture, the cup is like a little drinking. It's like a thermal cup. Mm-hmm. And it's got a picture of a rooster on it. And it just says, I may look calm, but in my head, I've pecked you three times.
Yeah.
And she's like, y'all like my cup? That's so me.
Just like a mom with barely any followers.
Yeah.
Incredible. Getting asked if she would let him. Like, and
he does like 20 of these replies a day, basically. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone has really like interacted with him back, but like, I'm scrolling down and it's like someone posted a picture of a missing dog. This French bulldog was stolen, $5,000 reward. And then he does the tiny birdcage step on me request in the replies there. I mean, that's why Twitter is so good though, right? Because you'll just find.
Yep, that's what makes it good. Post. I think we can all agree.
Oh, I found someone who replied back.
Okay.
Baltimore misses. She just wrote, right? With a question mark, some kind of meme about grief. Whenever I see like a normie meme, my eyes literally glaze over it. I can't even, whatever. It's some shit about how the people in Greece looked old. And he wrote, LMAO, what would you do with me if I shrunk down to your foot and you became a colossal giant to me? LOL, please answer me. And she wrote back, I would make you eternally fill my ice cube trays and empty them into a little bucket. So I always have ice in my freezer.
I mean, that must have made his year, right? Like, he must have just lost his mind.
It seems like he doesn't know how to like have a conversation because he just replied to that with, are you going to step on me if I shrunk down to your foot? How am I?
It's like, I'm interested in being domed, but only in this very one specific way. Don't turn this into something else.
Yeah.
Don't turn this into something else. I'm not interested in giving you money. I'm not interested in being ordered around. Just step on me, please.
It's so funny to have a fetish that's like physically impossible. He'll just never be like sexually pleased ever. Like his big fetish is he wants either to be shrunk down to the size of like a quarter or whatever, or he wants someone to be turned into like an actual giant. And someone's got to break the news to this guy that it's like not going to happen. But like he's just got to get into like inflation stuff.
You know? I think that's beautiful in a way. He's just kind of, it's like very philosophical. Like he can never have what he wants, right?
It's like a curse though.
That striving propels him. It's really what keeps him writing. He'll never get writer's block because he'll never achieve what he's digging for.
I guess that's true. I guess it's sort of like a modern day version of like Sisyphus.
We should all strive to have an impossible fetish that consumes our every thought.
Any good questions in the mailbag?
Well, you know, I mean, I was trying to find a question that would sort of like, you know, nicely sort of branch off from this discussion. Mm-hmm. So this is a good place to start. This one is from Roll Crow. Okay. Which Muppet would you most like to rail you?
Oh, I have to get railed by the Muppet?
I would assume, because this was because someone had posted that like meme thing that was going around of like, you know, pick a movie, keep one actor, everyone else is a Muppet or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
That was going around. So someone had posted that in the mailbag, and then this was like Roll Crow's, I think, response. Hey,
you know what? Call her Miss Peggy, because that's my choice.
Really? You want Miss Peggy to just...
I want Miss Peggy to fuck my ass.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Fire on a strap-on and just...
I feel like she knows what she's doing. I feel like she does that with Kermit.
Do you think she would use a strap-on that was like curly, like her tail?
No, that's a good question. Yeah.
Good point. Well,
are pig dicks curly?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I mean, I doubt it.
You know what? You know what? We're in the 21st century here. Check this out.
Hey Siri, are pig dicks curly?
That's
Okay. Well, she's sending some stuff to my iPhone.
Oh my God.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. So, thank you, Siri.
Your Siri has been trained to do some pervert shit. I think mine would say, I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think mine too. Yeah. With her little English accent. Oh, I don't. What is a pig dick?
Isn't English accent?
There's like a bunch. There's Australian, English.
You gave your Siri a different accent?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't even know you could. I mean, I guess I knew deep down on some level that you could change Siri, but like the default one is so good.
Yeah, they have. There's also like an Al Pacino one, you know.
Is it actually God. Siri or no, are you not. Using like an Android or something? Are you no, just it's trying Siri. To pretend to be an iPhone guy and you're a green text guy? I can't see. I don't believe you.
It's a fucking iPhone, dude.
I believe John. Yeah.
You can see the Apple on the back.
Okay. All right. What was the question was what Muppet do you want to get fucked by?
Yeah. Like, what Muppet would you most like to rally you? You said Miss Piggy.
I think Kermit would be funny because his little legs would be like kind of flailing all over the place, right? Like whenever you see Kermit's legs.
When Kermit's excited, like Kermit's nutting, he'd be put his head back and like wave his arms around. He's so cute.
Have you seen Kermit on the bike?
Yeah. Like,
it looks so weird. Looks
imagine
so
that was your ass.
Yeah. Okay. So Kermit's a good choice too. I mean, Animal, obviously. Yeah,
Animal would be pretty.
That's a little rough. You got to work sort of up like to Animal. Kermit,
John.
My choice is Sweetums, the giant guy. Because I'm not interested in the sex part, really. I'll get over that. But imagine cuddling with that giant Sweetums guy.
Wait, which one is Sweetums?
You'll have to Google. I can't explain him, really, except he's just the most gigantic. He's always chasing after them.
Yeah. He's like a big ogre.
Yeah. Okay. Imagine the snuggles, the post-coital basking.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That's a good choice. Wow, Sweetums is huge. Oh, my God.
I realized, Stefan, that I did my Animal for Kermit. Kermit's more like, Animal's like,
Yeah.
They all sound like Ray Romano. I think.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Hi, guys. Kermit the Frog here.
John, what's your choice?
Well,
getting spit roasted by Statler and Waldorf?
Okay. Well, so my original choice.
You're going to get spit roasted and there's no pigs involved. I mean, that's a real missed opportunity.
And hey, and you know they're going to roast you for real as well.
That's true.
One of them an asshole.
Yeah, and then one was fucking your mouth, and they're just like insulting you very personally. Yeah.
Well, I mean, also maybe they can't get it up, so you wouldn't have to. I mean, they're I'm just trying men. To get past they're the both, sex to yeah, the cuddling. Old man.
What about the scientist guys?
Well,
what about those singing cabbages?
Which ones are those?
Like I'm talking actually, like Muppet Show, classic. Okay. There's always like vegetables that sing.
Yeah, there is singing vegetables. The
Muppet Show is like just like one big fucking nap. Like you try to put that on, you're gonna fall asleep guaranteed. It's not a very good show, but it's also wonderful. It's a nap.
So you would go with the vegetables.
No, I'm gonna go. No, I would actually go with.
What about Jim Henson?
I think
Jim Henson himself. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good. Beaker would be good because I would just want to hear what Beaker's orgasm noise sounds like.
That's true.
Oh, well, what about the Swedish Chef?
Well, I mean, that's a good call too, but the Swedish Chef is a little scary, I think.
He'd give you a massage. He has human hands. So that's
true.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But Beaker, I'm just thinking in terms of like not really being interested in being fucked by a Muppet. And so what would be the least uncomfortable? And Beaker probably does have a very cylindrical, small Muppet dick. So
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. This one is from
all good choices.
Scott Squid. What is the spookiest geographic setting for a horror type movie?
Hmm.
I like to imagine this question is coming from the Whose Line Is It Anyway set. Like they don't have anyone in the audience. So they just have to hit up mailbags for settings.
Yeah,
the question, what is the scariest place for a horror movie to be set?
Basically? Yeah, like they said, like cave, prairie, ocean, right. Etc.
You know,
all those prairie horror films.
Cave is a good option.
Cave sure. Certainly would be up there. Yeah. Or like a mine shaft.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, what's that movie from like 2003 or whatever, where all the women go spelunking?
Cave Horrors.
The something.
Is it The Descent?
Yeah, maybe.
I think it's The Descent. 2005. Yeah, it's the one. That's a fucking scary movie. I think because the thing with the cave is like, yeah, you've got like, there's like creatures in there, but also like the cave itself is very scary too. Cause you get like trapped and stuff. You're very deep underground. I'm gonna go with a cave, or I'm gonna go with like an abandoned hospital. I think that's pretty scary.
Ooh,
too.
That's yeah. good.
Oh, like there's that abandoned like psych ward or whatever in New West. Or,
oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's it's so
in,
cool.
It's in Coquitlam. Is that Riverview? Yeah. Yeah, River.
Yeah.
River
I think they've shot a bunch of movies there.
They have. Yeah. 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 That's a good choice. John?
Well,
you don't watch horror movies. So.
Yeah, I don't watch scary movies, but I think for me, what would be scary would be a theme park, like an abandoned, or not even an abandoned theme park, but like a closed theme park at night. Because I think for me, it's like, I want it to be like, I don't camp. So like the whole like, ooh, we got attacked in the woods. Like that's never going to happen to me. I don't go in the woods. You know, so like for me, it's like, I want it to be something where I could imagine myself being there and being like, wow, that would be a really traumatic experience. I feel like you associate fun with theme parks. So, you know.
Yeah, it's sort of ruined
theme parks. Kind of subverting fun by making the theme park closed.
That's right.
That's so scary.
It is. I'm not talking about the theme park being closed. I'm talking about being attacked at the theme park. That's right. What subverts the fun.
Just I'm just going to grab my phone's just over there. I'm going to grab it to see if Siri did send me information about if a pig's dick is curly or not. So just a second.
Oh my God.
Well, Josiah still has to give us his answer.
Yeah,
for this I think.
All right, go ahead.
Well, you can go get your phone.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to ignore Josiah's answer.
Well, I mean, I didn't really want to just talk to John because he's never seen any movies before. So I was kind of getting nervous that you were going to leave me with him and I'd have to explain to him about movies. I was thinking, you know, I don't think a horror movie is scary or not based on the location, but I do think that like, especially hip horror movies, the last few years, like A24 shit, it's all about like the demons represent like within. So I think the scariest location for a horror movie is trauma, your own trauma.
That's smart.
Your parents' divorce or That's something good. Like that. That's, yeah. That would be my location of choice.
That's a good choice.
Inner location.
That's good. I think that's the one. Okay, I'm going to grab the phone to see about the curly dick thing. One sec.
Okay.
It's his doctor is going to call him.
Yeah, exactly.
We figured out your curly dick thing.
Yeah, it's we can't fix it.
It's inoperable. I'll tell you that.
We don't know what to do, but we can't.
But there is
a
whole Miss Piggy fetish community online that you can.
Oh, I'm positive there is. Yeah.
Didn't send me fucking anything about that.
That's bullshit.
I'm just going to Google it right now.
I did actually watch a movie the other day. It was really bad.
What was it?
Did you guys ever watch that? Because I think I've said, Becca and I are like rewatching like 90s and like early aughts, like shitty movies. Mm-hmm. So we watched Waiting the other night. You guys watched that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it sucked real bad. It was really, really bad.
The pig dick is curly at the end.
That's it.
There we go.
That's kind of cool.
Here, hold on a second. I'm going to just check this out. This is from minipiginfo.com. I'm going to link this in the chat here. But you can see it.
Oh, my God. Oh,
okay.
It looks like a pepperoni sort of.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of exactly what you would imagine.
Yeah.
I truly was not ready for that. Jesus
so long.
Christ.
It's maybe not as curly as the tail. I feel like the tail is curlier for sure. This is only curly at the end, right?
But it's as curly. If you were to draw a pig's tail, it would be way curlier than a real pig's tail. But it
that's
would be
true,
exactly
I guess, yeah.
as curly as the.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
John,
really
any
cool.
thoughts on it?
Yeah, I didn't care a whole lot for that. I don't know what I was expecting. I just think I wasn't.
This looks like a 13-year-old invented it. Not that
it's
the
not,
real thing.
Yeah.
I love when that happens. I love when life is as immature as you want it to be.
So the blog post that this came from minipiginfo.com is called Most Search Terms on the Website. We've decided to add a monthly blog addressing the top 10 search terms / phrases for the website. This will obviously vary from month to month, but some are searched month after month. And to be sure everyone's questions are being addressed, we thought it would be helpful to post a monthly blog discussing these terms and phrases. The number one search term, pig penis. so then they post the picture of the number two most searched term, pig attacks dog. Okay. Number three most searched term, full-grown chipmunk pig. That's pretty cute. Aww. That's like a little fuzzy little pig. There's some other.
Why is the logo for Mini Pig Info like a woman in very high stilettos, like kind of standing daintily? I would argue this looks like a fetish website again.
With the pig?
Yeah.
Like maybe the pig is like a human dressed up as a pig. Exactly. Or something.
It's a reply guy.
Yeah. Well, it's really funny that like all the other ones are like pig health related stuff. And then, the number one search term by a mile is just pig penis. That's so good. John, what's the next question?
The next question is from Chemtrail Liker. This is a good one.
Come on.
If you had to defend yourself in a Home Alone situation, what kind of trap would you make?
Oh, that's good. And I mean, I sort of have the Macaulay Culkin look a little bit.
You do. Can I just say this too? I watched the new Home Alone. Did you guys, either of you, watch it?
I did. I watched
where he's like a British kid.
Yeah, Two Home, Two Alone.
Well, Stefan's friend from the Oral History of Weird Twitter was in that movie. Actually.
That's true. Yes, he's one of the bad guys, I think, right?
Rob Delaney. Yes, he is.
Well, he is a white man, so yeah.
I will say it was a very bold strategy for them to sit around a table and be like, what if we remade Home Alone, but the kid was ugly, unlikable, and British?
Oh my God. Yeah. The kid was so bad. He was from that.
John, you could have just said British, by the way.
Well, true. Yeah,
he was from that twee Nazi movie also that I couldn't get past the opening credits.
Oh, Jojo Rabbit?
Jojo Rabbit. That's right. Yeah, that kid just kind of.
See, I know something about movies, Josiah. Damn. I mean, you could even. Jojo is basically your fucking name. That's you could even get it. but yeah, it was not good.
You have to like the kid for a Home Alone movie to work.
That's what I'm saying.
You have to be like cheering for the kid.
Because Macaulay Culkin is like the cutest kid alive and he's so charismatic.
Yes.
You know,
and this kid is just, yeah.
And all, what I hated the most about that movie was Andy Daly was in it, but he didn't have any lines. And like, he's so fucking funny.
So funny.
Really? Who did he play?
Was I don't even know. He was like,
he was
in his house at one point.
Yeah, he was like the uncle of the kid. So the premise
he was just there
is
for
like,
a second, and I was like, oh man, he's gonna do something incredible, and then he was just there.
He didn't do anything. Yeah.
Okay, but so yeah, what were some of the were some of the traps even good? Like
no, none of it was good. It was horrible. The whole thing it fucking stunk. It was bad.
Well, I mean, to me, the classic one that I would love to do the paint bucket one. Is so. I mean.
But you're supposed to come up with a new one, Stefan.
Oh, okay. It's not like which one would you use?
What kind of trap would you make? Like, I think the question is asking like what would like not one you've already seen. Like what would you do?
I think like the shotgun trap from the first Saw movie where the guy hits the tripwire and then gets his like head blown off.
I mean, again, that's one that's already been made.
No, he uses like a BB gun, I think.
You're asking him to like write an entire new premise for a movie right now.
Just one part of the movie. I mean, it's Stefan. So the type of trap Stefan would do would be like he'd have some like Rule 34 shit up on a computer.
No, you
trip
a
guy and then force him into like looking at it.
This is sort of similar to the first movie, but how they make the doorknob like red hot or whatever.
Yeah.
But it would be the toilet seat. And this would be sort of like just in case one of the robbers went to like take a dump. But then it just like severely burned their ass. So really, I mean, chances are it's not going to come in handy at all, but it would just be so funny. So I'm just setting it up just in case, basically.
You should just do that. Like when next time you have people come over to your house.
What you would have to do is you'd have to force the robber into like drinking X-lax.
A laxative. Yeah, like that's right.
Because that would be funny, right? Like you'd leave... Like I could see that being a Home Alone prank. Like you leave out milk and cookies,
for Christmas. Santa. Yeah, that's right.
And then Daniel Stern is like, "Ooh, I love milk and cookies," you know. Yeah. And then he like drinks the milk and all.
Wow. That's a really good. We wrote a Home Alone bit. Okay. Yeah. All right. And the guy does have diarrhea too, so he's like covered in his own shit. Right.
Yeah.
Ass is like severely burned.
That's a really good one.
His skin is just like falling off. Like,
that's so much better than what I was going to say. It's the exact same thing, but with constipation medicine, like to make them constipated. And it kind of would last. They wouldn't notice till like a week later. it wouldn't work.
That's good though. Okay. So we figured out a way to get one of the Home Alone burglars to use the red hot toilet.
Doesn't it seem like laxatives were kind of more of a thing like in the 90s? Like no one really Is it fell just, off. Everyone's just like obsessed with like colon cleanse. Now it's like normal to do laxatives. I think, yeah.
It's yeah. also just like, maybe it's different because I have IBS, but like I've taken laxatives before. They don't, it's not like you take it and then you're like, oh my God, like I'm going to die. Right. You know, it's like, it's just like, oh cool. I'm shitting more normally. But again, it might be different for me.
It's probably I have IBS, like also, but like, they're giving them like a comically huge amount of
huge
of
the dose.
I didn't realize we were talking about IBS right before we started recording. I didn't realize that that hit a little close to home for you with your own.
It's okay.
Shit it happens. Shit. It, you should say shit happens. Yeah. Right there. If there's
it
ever been a time,
literally does. Literally it. Does happen.
I think the worst Home Alone like trap is just the nail on the step.
Yeah,
just like you're just like fucked. You're just like torturing a guy at that point, like. And he just put like one nail on there, right? So like he could have just as easily missed it, but like, man, like looking back, and they do like the slow-mo like close up of his foot stepping on it as well. Like,
oh,
it's pretty rough. But yeah, I'm gonna stick with the hot toilet.
The one thing I would say about the new one too is like this is true of the first one also, or the first two, but like in this one in particular, it's like they would be dead. Like they would be so like.
Oh, in the new one or the first one?
In the new one. Like in the first one, there is some where you're like, oh, that would really maim this guy. But like there's not really any, I think, where you're like, oh, that would be like in the new one, he builds a gun to shoot pool balls at them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like he shoots Rob Delaney in the face with a fucking pool ball. At like massively, like that would cave in your face. Like that's like it's not.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing with the buckets of paint, right? Like,
yes. There's so many other Twitter users that deserve it more than Rob Delaney too.
Get Jesse in there.
Yeah. What if it was weird Twitter Home Alone, and it was like, and you were Kevin, and then robbers were DB and Jesse.
Yeah, that would work actually.
I think Stefan's dad who's abandoned him on vacation. Yeah.
So DB, like, and that actually does sort of, because DB would be like the Joe Pesci, right?
Absolutely. And like,
yeah.
And then Jesse's got a bit of Daniel Stern to him.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's all I've got.
Do something
so
like that
far.
For the stream, right? Where we just like, we write our own version. We have to do an Austin Powers Matrix stream this month, and I have no idea what we're going to do. We just promised we would do it and we didn't plan anything for it.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. We just said we're going to do an Austin Powers Matrix stream and it doesn't mean anything. I think we're just going to get like the Morpheus glasses, but also have like the Austin Powers teeth or something.
Oh, that's right. Nice. I see. Perfect.
I mean, I guess.
Do you want to lick my pills, baby?
Morpheus would be Dr. Evil, right? Even though Morpheus isn't evil, but he has the look, right?
Yeah.
So it'd be Dr. Evil, but with the Morpheus glasses, I think would be the way to do it, probably.
It sounds like you know exactly. It sounds like you're operating at the highest possible level. And I don't even know why you're nervous about it.
One of the ideas we had was that when they unplug Austin from the Matrix, is that his cock in like a penis pump, and that's what's like connecting him to the Matrix. It's not the hole in his neck. And then he's like denying that it's his like Matrix pod or whatever. Then they like bring up the book and it's like written by Austin Powers that, you know, this is my Matrix pod or. I mean, there's a lot. I think we have it ready already. I think we're good to go. So,
I mean, the thing is with all of that stuff is, you know, the piggies will eat it up no matter what you do.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you're just like,
with their twisted little dicks.
Exactly. They'll put their little
the dick
like,
is not
like
that
a little crazy straw. They'll just
that is the dick true. Is very long. In fact, yeah, the dick is like a foot long.
It's really long. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. This next question is from Puffin O'Gold. Inspired by Brian Quinby, so I'll give you a little backstory here. Brian on Street Fight and also on PODcast said that he believes that he could learn how to pole vault very easily. Okay, and Brian, first of all, weighs like 230 pounds. He doesn't look like he could run. But anyway, for whatever reason, in his mind, he thinks that he could just learn to pole vault very easily.
Does so he think he could do it well or...
Just like just, get over, just clear. Yeah. Like,
yes, yeah. He thinks not well. He just thinks that he could do. Like, he's like, it's easy. Like, guys,
that
who do
seems
pole
like
vault,
the toughest like, of those.
That's
of those
exactly
sports.
Yeah. What I said to him. It's insanely hard to do
because you have to. First of all, you have the big pole, right?
Yes,
and then there's like a little spot that you have to like, nail it, right? It's not just putting
and you
it
have
on
to
the ground.
Hoist your own then, body weight up over the
and then like make it over and then like land without like hurting yourself.
I believe in him. Like, I think he could do it.
I don't at all. We argued about this on the POD cast.
Is the thing.
Well, we didn't say, he just said that he could do it at like a decent height, I think.
I mean, there's what I always think of with pole vaulting is the really classic blooper of the guy's penis getting caught on the tip.
That's
of the
why you need to be encouraging Brian to try it.
Well, the thing is, I don't even think he'll get off the ground, so it won't even matter. He has no chance of having that mishap happen.
I mean, that seems so difficult. Like just lifting yourself up like that, right?
Like I think most people, like you said, Stephen, like I think most people would generally think of pole vault as like the hardest.
Yeah, they'd be just like, there's the coordination no way required. I could do that. Like legitimately, I don't think so, because you have to be running fast, like very fast, and you're holding this long pole, and then you have to like, I feel like the little like wet, you know, the little hole you have to like put it in the ground. It's like slanted so that it's like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I feel like it's like this big. It's not very
big.
And so you're holding this thing and you have to get it exactly in there and then lift yourself up and over. I agree with Josiah. I do think Brian should try it. I don't know if he could go to like, maybe also like go to OSU and like test it out there.
Is he thinking like he, like, you know, he'll spend 3 years trying to learn how to do it?
No. He said he thinks he could do it in like a month. And I was like, there's no fucking chance. And then I think what we settled on PODcast was I said, even if you took a year, like a dedicated year where you were training every day, I still don't think you'd be able to do it. And then he was like, well, wouldn't take a year. It'd be like 2 months. And I'm like, okay, well, then you have no chance. It's funny too, because I always think of like, we had talked about this on the show, Stefan, about my former student who was a pitcher in the Blue Jays minor league baseball system. He didn't make it past Double A, but I was like, we were debating if I just trained for like a year and the only thing I trained was to like try to hit a home run, could I hit a home run off of him? And I asked him that, and he was like, well, I'm like pitching in the pros right now and I haven't given up a home run in a year and a half. So, and these are like people who've played baseball their whole life. I'm like,
yeah,
that's actually a good point. Like you don't think of it like that, but he is pitching against people who that's all they're doing all the time. And he was a relief pitcher. I should make that clear. It's not like he was like a starting pitcher that was never giving up a home run, but
yeah,
I was like, oh yeah, good point. We're probably fucked. But anyway, the question from Puffino Gold is inspired by Brian Quinby. What feat that is generally considered difficult do you think you could do with minimal training?
I'm going to say pole vaulting.
Hosting POD cast.
Do people think that's difficult? People listen to the show and they're like,
this whole thing is reminding me of when I lived in New West. When we were first married, we lived in a basement suite in New West. And our landlord, the lady was like, that was so weird. She was like, she said that she was the reason that on like schools across Canada, you always see like colorful salmon, wooden salmon. She was like the lady responsible for those.
She was the salmon lady?
She was the wooden salmon lady.
Okay.
And then her husband's name was Gilles. I guess he was French Canadian, but I would always hear her say, Gilles, oh Gilles. And it was like so funny to begin with. But he's like this big fat guy who was convinced that he was going to be able to compete in the Vancouver Olympics in the luge program. So I would always go outside and he'd be in these like tight spandex with his belly sticking out, laying on his back, like going back and forth on this little machine. But I don't know. Luging doesn't seem that hard.
Luge and skeleton are the ones where people are always like, I think that's the one I could do. And I think because you hear about, there are stories of people who would like
John
get
Montgomery,
very good at it. Yeah.
The guy who drank the pitcher in the Whistler Village. It took him 4 years.
Yeah.
But in fairness, he was a high level athlete before
that. That's sort of you still have to be. So I think for my real answer would be Frisbee golf. Which like, you know, to be very, very good at that, like it is tough, but I think you could be pretty good at it. Practicing quite a bit. Cause it's just, I mean, it's not just, but like if you get the throws down, right? Like I don't have to be like super in shape for that. So
my real answer is battle rapping actually, because I know Drew has started rapping recently, but like many years ago when I was an editor at a music magazine in Calgary, I like would always shit on all the local rappers and they all hated me so much because I'd always make fun of them. And then whenever they'd put out a new song, I would like listen and I'd be like, if they ever make any reference to me, I'm just going to rap for the first time in my life and like ether them. But it never happened. So I still haven't had to do it, but I feel like that's what my feat of strength would be.
Producer Dan could help you out with that. He does a lot of stuff with battle rappers, right, Dan?
Oh, sick.
Yeah, I know a few people. Actually, Drew and I have a mutual friend who battle raps. So maybe we can talk to him and sort that out. Sick.
Well, I'm not going to do it unless I have to. It's going to be a last resort. So we'll see.
John?
It's a good question. I was going to say like lose your skeleton because I think I'm like, you know, I'm in shape enough. I would have to obviously get in better shape than I am in currently. But, I feel like I could be okay at that. I don't want to, though. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in doing skeleton. that might be my only choice. I think too. And maybe this is just from playing Tony Hawk so much, but I do think that there was like an alternate universe where I became a very good skateboarder.
Yeah.
I never was, I used to skate a lot, but I couldn't do any tricks and I was not that good of a skateboarder, but I feel like
scared of falling.
I mean, that was probably a big part of it. Yeah. Like, I think there needed to be a world where I was like a bit dumber and I did more drugs, I think or drank more, you know, I think that those were kind of the factors for me that prevented me from getting really good at it. But even now, like when
kind of a humble brag, you were too smart to skateboard.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't think I'm wrong. I don't think I'm wrong in being like,
that's about right. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like I've been around enough skaters in my life. It's not to say every skater's a moron, but you know,
good ones are for sure.
Yeah, exactly. So, and even now, like when we had Tony Hawk on the show and I talked about doing a hard flip, like I fully believe I could learn how to do a hard flip and it wouldn't take me that long.
Have you given any thought to like actually like trying it out?
I've thought about it. Yeah.
What about dropping into a half pipe? That could be a cool one to work up to.
That seems so fucking difficult. And honestly, they make it look so
terrifying.
Easy, but you're just like
terrifying.
Dropping. Like
you just have to commit to it. I think
John could do a mini ramp, but there's no way he's doing vert.
No way I'm doing a half pipe. And it's also like I've done it on rollerblades, and even that is scary as
you
fuck.
Have.
Oh yeah, I used to blade back.
I think you've told me this that you were like a rollerblade like trick guy or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, not like super super serious or anything, but like all my friends. I think it was just like when I was younger and my friends started to get into skateboarding. I was already really good at. I played hockey my whole life. I was already really good at rollerblading, so I wasn't. Right. So I was just like, well, I'm not going to learn this new thing. I'm not going to go learn the skateboarding thing. Like I could go to this skate park and just rollerblade.
Yeah.
So I did that and I dropped into like, not like a massive pipe, but like a pretty solid.
Did you get bullied at the skate park?
Oh yeah. I mean, I got bullied all. I mean, that's just, you could have just stopped it. Did you get bullied? I still get bullied. What are you talking about? Honestly though, I think my main strategy, cause I've always loved skateboarding. Like I love watching it. I've always been really into skate videos and obviously like Tony Hawk and everything. So like even when I was a kid going to these skate parks as a rollerblader, I was genuinely like loved like watching what the skaters were doing and I would give them props and stuff like this. So I think, you know, even if they thought I was like a loser in their mind, I was nice to them and I was like, whoa, that was like fucking sick that you just landed that or whatever. So they're like, okay, this guy's fine, I guess. Anyway,
good question.
This next question is from Eric. Yeah. Great question. From Eric, what's your longest running bit?
Being a shithead.
That's not a
what? No, it's been a bit the whole time. No. I guess sending John and Dan just like nasty pictures of like naked old men. I've been doing that for quite a while now.
That's not even that long though. That's only four years.
Yeah, I feel like there's. I'm gonna look at my Twitter and see if I can remember anything. I forget everything I do online. Oh boy, I don't know, man. I mean, yeah, looking up like nasty old men on online for sure is something I've been doing for a while. Like drawing the Goatsy guy, I've been pretty good at that. I would say that's like at any opportunity where there's like a game where we're drawing something, I'll generally draw the Goatsy guy. And I've got that down to a science. I don't know. Yeah. I think it's the naked old men. That's it for me. John, Josiah.
I feel like it's kind of like there's a very thin or maybe non-existent line between having long-running bits like that and literally having an art practice. I mean, it's just like that's just you existing and expressing yeah. yourself. For me, it's like I've never done a bit that didn't just turn into like something kind of sincere in a way, which is really scary. But I remember in high school, when I was like 14, everyone was obsessed with Lost in Translation. I thought it was like the lamest, most pretentious movie. So I'd always tell everyone that Biodome was my favorite movie. And then I would just start watching Biodome all the time over and over again.
Yeah.
And I recently rewatched it again and it's like incredible. Like it's still like, I love like super pretentious movies, but Biodome is actually truly my favorite movie still. But that started off, I think, as a bit, but that's kind of the scary yeah. thing about messing with bits. It'll fuck you up. Well,
it
is,
like honestly, with the naked old man, at first it was like, oh, look at this, like he's like spreading his ass and it's all like hairy and there's like some poop in there or whatever. And now it's like, oh yeah, he's spreading his ass and there's like some poop in there. It's all hairy, you know?
Yeah, it's like I found another just, one.
It's who I am now, I guess.
If you had like the right plaque beside a picture of an asshole, you probably could get an arts grant, is what I'm trying to say. So absolutely. I think like yeah.
I think that that's one of my greatest achievements is that I'm still absolutely disgusted by the old men spreading their assholes and there might be some poop in there.
You want me to send you guys the picture of the guy doing the dick pics on the toilet?
No, please.
Dan? Well, I'm not.
Okay,
I'm not
absolutely. Yes, please. Two against one. Okay, just a sec.
Well, I'm not going to look at it. So,
well, yeah, I would appreciate it if you did.
Yeah, but
I
won't. Come on.
No.
Yeah, be a good sport, John. Come on.
Yeah,
that's this whole that's entire your bit
is being offended by it.
My longest running bit is with my sister. This is going like way back. I want to say we've been doing this bit for like
just 20 years. It's from Small Dick 1988. Sorry, John, go ahead.
That's okay. I'll just let these guys react.
I need to like say enhance to my computer to look into the toilet.
But you can see the poop in there for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Beautiful.
Yeah. That's a good pick.
Yep.
Thank you, John, for that.
John, can you click on it, please?
No.
From Glasgow.
Please.
Also.
No. So my sister and I can't remember. I want to say I was maybe like 18 and Katie was 15 maybe. And that was like right around when it came out, like butt chugging started being like a thing. And so I think we were like telling our parents about it or something. I don't remember. And then my mom is very like, you know, people who listen to the show know my dad because he's been a guest on this show. My dad's a little bit more, you know, he swears and he's a little bit more loose with that kind of stuff. But my mom is very like prim and proper and like prudish. So she did not care for this like conversation. We were talking about like, you know, putting tampons in your butt and stuff like that. So then I don't even know how it happened, but we like wrote this song like at the dinner table about putting wine in your butt. And so we just wrote this whole song and it's like, you put the wine in your butt. And like, I don't know, we don't have like verses for it or anything like that, but right. that often when we get together in family situations, somehow like putting wine in your butt comes
up.
Can
you record an entire, like, I need to,
yeah, hear we need me, to hear this. Song.
Me and Katie doing the wine in the butt. Yeah. It just. The first night we did it, we were like, yeah, again, I think, like I said, I think I was like 18 maybe and Katie was 15 and yeah. we were just like on the floor, like crying, laughing and just like writing all these lines. And my mom was just getting pissed off. So that made it even funnier. And then, yeah, we just bring it up still to this day, like 20 years later, we still will off sometimes at a dinner party, get the wine in the butt rolling. So
my God,
that's
that is
my
good.
Longest bit.
That's good.
Yeah. This question is from Rob. If you got murdered, where would you want your body to be found?
Oh, cool.
On top of some sexy ladies, am I right?
Are they alive?
They're alive. They're just trapped under the...
Yeah, they're trapped under my dead body.
Let's see. I mean, just like the middle of the road would be kind of funny, I guess. Right?
The middle of the road. Not
funny,
why?
Maybe, but I don't know, man. I'd like maybe like draped over something. That's always good, you know? Like
Like you're kind of stuck in a weird position or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Class of 1984? It's like a B movie. It's Michael J. Fox's first ever movie. It's like a punk movie. There's like it's a rape revenge movie, which is a very, you know, mixed feelings about that genre. It can be pretty grisly, but basically this substitute teacher, these like punk teens assault his wife. And then he gets revenge on them and picks them off one by one. And so they're always like, it's always like a dead punk kid appearing somewhere in the school. And spoiler alert, if anyone wants to watch it, but the very end of the movie, like the last kid, he pushes off the roof and his like corpse falls down in front of a whole auditorium. Like there's like a music recital and then this like punk raper kid is dead hanging there. It's pretty sick. So maybe, I mean, I wouldn't want to be that guy. All the events leading up to that, but maybe something like that, you know, in front of a high school.
Yeah.
Maybe could be cool.
The other classic one is like falling from pretty like far up and then landing on like, there's like a spike or like a signpost or something. Mm-hmm. And then it just like goes through you and you're just kind of like hanging and like the signpost or whatever is going through you, like your stomach or whatever, your chest. Right. And you're just sort of like, leaning back,
especially if there's like a visual gag to, like if you had just before that said got a split or something, or if you're wearing a volleyball shirt that said spike on it and then you impaled on it, that would be cool.
That adds to it for sure. John?
Ooh, that's good.
But you already said you want to have your corpse flung over babes.
Oh, yeah. Some sexy babes. Yeah. I want an entourage style
just
death.
Just weeping.
Yeah. I want an entourage style death where I was having a foursome with three ladies and then I'm sprawled across all three of them and they can't get up.
it's interesting. You have to be murdered, though, for the question. You can't have died from hedonism or something unless you were murdered by your sins.
Well, I mean, there was like in GoldenEye, Xenia kills people by fucking them. So like, that's kind of a cool, like maybe one of the girls kills me with like a vice.
You're such a movie head.
Yeah, I'm a big movie guy. I'm always making movie references. And people, sometimes they're like, God, John just got to calm down. Not everybody's watching movies all the time.
You're always tweeting the titles in all caps. I've noticed.
I'm loving it. Yeah. And putting the year in brackets beside it, just in case you're wondering what movie, which taxi driver I was talking about.
Which biodome it was.
Yeah. Which biodome. Exactly. This is a good one, man. I just kind of feel like I wouldn't want to be found by a lot of people. I feel like that'd be very traumatizing for regular people. Like, I don't know. Like being in front of a high school would be awful. All these kids have to see your dead body. I feel like that's not a great.
Well, what if it was your high school reunion? And
then they're like all people.
Yeah, but it's like the people you went to high school with.
See me die. That's actually like, really good. That's good. Or maybe I'll just die in a skate park trying to do a hard flip. I'm trying to do a hard flip and I get caught in the crossfire from the punk revenge guy. And then I'm just dead in the bowl of a skate park. That'd actually be pretty sick. I'll go with that. Okay, we'll just do a few more here. This one's from Bovis. What is the angriest you've ever been in a public place, like a restaurant or bar?
Oh. Ooh. God, I don't know. I mean, John, you know me. I don't really get angry that often.
Yeah, I was going to say, this question feels that's like more it's of a much John more directed question, at me. It's like,
you don't get angry? You get even instead?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'll get mad. I mean,
Stefan. Okay. I will say this.
Yeah.
I've known Stefan now and you know, Stefan and I have talked every week for the last 7 years almost. And I don't know if I've ever seen Stefan really like truly genuinely get mad until this week. We were playing NHL and Stefan lost his fucking mind and I couldn't stop laughing. It was so funny. Like he's gotten mad at NHL before, but this was like another level
I had my mind. But you like to make people like rage quit too, right? Don't you? On NHL. Yeah. So kind of like the karmic retribution of that.
I deserve it for sure. I mean, this was me trying to go back and get the puck from in front of the net. And I mean, this is so stupid to complain about, but
fucking lost it.
I was so fucking mad. There's like an animation where you like gather the puck and like kind of like drag it. And instead of just like sweeping the puck to the side automatically, the game decided I was going to do that animation. So I just dragged the puck into the net. And I was just like, this is so fuck. I mean, I lost my fucking mind.
He lost his mind.
That's public enough, I guess. We were on a call with you know, there were four of us and Irene definitely heard me getting mad. So
it's just the most I've ever seen you get angry. And so, yeah, I agree. Like if you told me, like if most people were like, I've never been angry in a public place, I'd be like, come on, you probably, you know, but Stefan, I believe you. If you told me I've never been angry in a public place, I'd believe you.
Yeah.
But yeah, you definitely got angry this week, which was sick.
Yeah.
I personally loved it. Josiah, what about you? I could do the top 10 times I've been angry in a public
place. Yeah. Like I'm trying to, I feel like this is like a kind of a question about like a time that you were a Karen or something. Like the public thing is making me think you're like freaking out that,
I mean, I don't think that's necessarily true. Like my answer would probably be school. Like I got suspended from school a bunch of times and I like absolutely definitely lost my mind in front of a bunch of people and playing sports too.
Yeah.
I've absolutely lost my mind playing sports. No question. Actually, probably the worst one was playing hockey. I got kicked out of a game and I didn't think I should have gotten kicked out. Like the ref, like, I got into it with this guy, but I didn't think that it was like really that bad of a thing. Like I hit him and then the ref said that I cross-checked him in the head, which I definitely didn't do. And so he kicked me out of the game and I fucking lost my mind on the ref, like lost it like 3 straight minutes of just screaming at him. Cause I was so mad. It's like,
yeah,
you look forward to the game all week. You drive out. I lived half an hour away from the rink. You drive out to the game. And then it was in the first period. So I was like, you're fucking ruining my entire weekend. Cause you're kicking me out of this game. Oh, I absolutely lost my mind. So
I just remembered one is when I was like really young, like grade 8, my first ever band was like a very, very over the top, serious, pretentious, like instrumental rock band. And we were playing a show at a school and this kid that went to my high school was like a Kiss fan. And he thought that everything about me sucked because I wasn't like rocking enough. And so he just like stood at the front. I was like playing this like serious music about how fucked up the world is. Cause I was like, you know, going through puberty and everything was such a mess. And he was like standing there just flipping me off the whole time. And the stage was really high. And I like went up to him and I kicked him in the chest. But then he grabbed my leg and I like everything like fell apart. It like the whole set fell apart and I was so mad. And I threw my first ever guitar. I had it for like less than a year. I threw it on the stage and it broke in half. And that was But I mean, I think maybe he was right. I probably shouldn't have been playing such pretentious music as a prepubescent boy. It's kind of weird.
Oh my god, wow,
that's good.
That's really good. Yeah,
I always thought this Kiss guy was so weird. And actually when my dad was in high school, there was someone who was in the Kiss army. This was in Winnipeg. And someone else who hated Kiss, and this guy would always shit talk Kiss every day. And then one time, this is in the 70s, the Kiss fan like brought a gun to school. And like there was like a shooting at the school because over the band Kiss. So I always had this in the back of my mind. When I did this, I was like, oh my god, Kiss. And this guy was such a creep. He took a bath every day, which I thought was such a weird thing to do.
Yeah. You gotta be taking showers at that point.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. So I think I always, it just lingered. I was like, this Kiss fan is gonna destroy me one day.
Oh my god.
But he hasn't yet. So hopefully he doesn't know where I am.
He just wanted to rock and roll all night and take a bath every day.
Exactly.
Okay, we'll just do maybe 2 or 3 more. This one I think is because I was talking about, or there was that article that came out last week that was like, you know, people who are depressed in their 40s should buy a skateboard or whatever. And then I right. tweeted that, like, this is the new midlife crisis vehicle because we can't afford motorcycles.
Yeah.
But this question is from Sharp Aroni. What's a splurge gift you would buy yourself for your 40th birthday?
Oh, boy. I mean, obviously, you know that, like, my new obsession now is fucking, like, sports cards and basketball cards. So it would probably just be, like, a really expensive box. Like, one of those, like, $3,000 boxes of basketball cards.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's a very sad answer.
Is it a blind box? You paid that much, but it's blind? Or do you know what's in it?
You know what could be in it. But you do not know which you know,
like, they'll tell you, they'll be like, oh, you're guaranteed a one of one card in this box, but then you're guaranteed an autograph,
but it could be a really bad player.
Yeah, the like fourth bench player on the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, so it could be worth nothing, or you could get a card that's worth, like, you know, $30,000.
My friend Bruce, who lives in Vancouver, I feel like he might be friends of one of yours or something. But anyways, he's like, you guys would love him. He's obsessed with the 90 whatever Canucks. And he's I was always shocked because he was able to pay his rent for a while just by, like, buying and selling hockey cards, and they would never even arrive at his house. Like, he would just, like, have already found a new seller and do a profit and all that. I was like, that's so fucked up.
Definitely possible to do. I think I'm like too stupid to do it. So I'm just doing it right. for, like, my personal collection. yeah, that's my answer for sure. It would be some very expensive cards.
Damn.
John, Josiah?
I would want, like, it depends. I mean, I'm 36, so it depends on how well I do in the next 4 years right. as to what the gift is going to be. But I would love, like, I would love to just, because to me, splurge is just, like, a really stupid gift. So I'm going to say a Sea-Doo or a snowmobile, like one of those, depending on where I'm Whoa. Living or That's what I'm classic. Doing.
Yeah.
Either one of those would be my splurge gift. I'm not interested in motorcycles. I'm not a motorcycle guy, but, Sea-Doo or snowmobile, let's get it going. Yep. I'm into that big time. Did I say Becca got me I did on the Enemies episode. Becca got me, like, a Sea-Doo tour for my, for Christmas.
Like an experience. Yeah.
yeah. So that's what I would get for sure.
I mean, as you guys can kind of see, and you can't see the whole house, I got a lot of shit in my apartment. And before I moved to Montreal, I had, like, so much. I had, like, a giant Mad magazine collection and just, like, all kinds of 90s ephemera. And before that, I was, like, a vinyl collector, and I sold all that shit. I just, like, every once in a while, I go through an obsession and then sell it all. So I'm always, like, fighting the urge to buy new shit. But I feel like I probably would get, like, Mad Magazine issue one, even though it sucks. It's not even funny and it's terrible, but it's so expensive and so important. So that's probably what I would get.
What does it go for? What's, like, a
I think
good,
it's like, I a feel like a
copy of it.
I'm guessing it's like $3,000 probably.
Damn. Wow. Okay.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Okay. Two more. Good friend Jake, what is an activity/food/piece of entertainment/whatever that you've done too much of in the past that you burned yourself out on?
All of those are
one or two that you can think of that you did too much of and you burned yourself out on it.
I mean, it's not jacking off. I still do derive some pleasure from that.
I mean, you have burned yourself on it, probably.
Yeah. Well, I'm like eating less pizza than I used to. I used to eat pizza like all the time. Like every weekend I would either order pizza or make a pizza. And now it's like, I'll make a pizza like once every couple months kind of thing. So maybe it's
like, I'm reading about the Pizzagate conspiracy right now while you talk.
Are you actually reading? Cause you're on your computer. You could be reading about it. But that's my answer is
pizza.
Is,
like, do you, but pizza, is it, is the eating less of it like legitimately? Cause you're like, I'm kind of sick of it.
Well, you know what? So maybe I'll be more specific. I would say like ordering Domino's, cause that was like my like go-to. Right. And I think we can all agree that like of like the big pizza places, Domino's is probably the best one, right? Generally speaking.
Yeah. I don't want to share my opinion cause people get mad at me about it.
You can, but go ahead.
I honestly really did when I lived in the West, I loved Papa John's. And I have to be true to myself. The John's Classic or whatever it's called, it's fucking good.
And they have the butter. The garlic butter or whatever.
Yeah, it's so good.
I've only had it once or twice.
I think Papa John's is pretty good too, to be honest with you.
It's so greasy, but like I've had it a couple times.
Try to get you not to admit.
It is good. It is good. But I think Domino's generally is like the safest bet.
Like the Brooklyn style or whatever. That's what I would go for.
I mean, just like a pepperoni pizza from Domino's is like, you know, generally it's going to be fine for the first couple of slices, but like I haven't done Domino's for a while now. And that used to be like, especially, you know, growing up too, as a kid, you know, your parents order Domino's on like a Friday night or something. And like, I think I had it at one point last year and I had like one slice and I was like, oh, this is great. And then you just have like one or two more. And I think I got some like the cheesy bread or whatever with it. And it was just like, oh, I like can't do this anymore. Like I am literally.
You like get a hangover from the pizza.
Yeah, from eating. Yeah. So I'm going to say Domino's pizza.
Wait, what about Domino's? What about Panago? I feel like that is something that people from Vancouver have emotional relationships
with. I like Panago.
I would say Panago is like slightly higher end than Domino's.
It's like pretend fancy, but it's obviously the same shit.
But they have like better
pizza types. They have like funky flavors.
Yeah.
Chicken sandwich. They have good dips. Yeah.
Like I would compare. So like if Domino's is like McDonald's, then Panago is like
Shake Shack,
like Five Guys or Shake Shack or something. Yeah. Where it's still like fast food, but it's like a step.
It's like fast casual or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think while we're talking food, mine is going to have to be like Portuguese chicken, like Nando's style.
Oh yeah.
To the point where like I became a vegetarian because I got so grossed out by having like chicken cartilage in my bites and stuff like a couple years ago. Like when we moved to Montreal, we were just like obsessed with all the different Portuguese chicken places. There's a place called Romados that's really popular. And my friends who are like couriers here were like, do not eat there. But we kept eating there because it was so good. And then like during COVID, it shut down permanently. And everyone's like, oh my God, fuck COVID. But you read all the comments and like, no, it's because there's so many rats there. Oh, the timing was just COVID-y. Like the any kind of like meat with like, I don't know, cartilage and shit in it, I can't do it. So I'm just, so I can pretend that I'm vegetarian for like good reasons, but it's just because I think it's yucky. I'm a little baby.
That's a good reason.
Yeah.
That's reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah. A wee little baby.
Yours could be food related too, right? Because of your IBS, right? There's probably certain things that you could eat and you can't anymore.
Eating your own shit, probably.
Yeah.
Yes, I've stopped eating my own shit. And it was really, trust me, guys, didn't want to do it.
Even if you don't have IBS, it's not a good idea to do that.
No, and I wouldn't recommend it. But for me, it's Coca-Cola. In university, I drank an absurd amount of it. And then I kind of developed a caffeine sensitivity after getting vertigo. So that was part of the reason I stopped. And then now I'm just like, I still will have one occasionally. I still like the taste of it, but considering I drank like 2 to 4 a day for several years, I have like maybe 5 a year now, if that. Yeah. I would say I got kind of burnt out on that, but it was also my lifestyle forced it a little bit. I was trying to think of like an entertainment one, but I feel like I don't know if I really have like a good one. I don't know if there's anything I've really like fully burned myself out on entertainment.
Yeah, because you grow out of stuff, obviously, but burning yourself out on stuff is different.
I kind of think everyone else has burned me out on I Think You Should Leave, and I hate to admit it because I love it so much, but I just like it's almost nauseating.
It's so fucking funny, but I'm at the point where if I see someone using like the oh, we're all trying to find the guy who did this meme in like a reply. I have to be like, are they being ironic? Are they being serious? And it's just like, oh, it's exhausting. Like if there was a way to just like block out just all the memes of it, I think it would be fun. Cause it is so fucking
It's so good. This is like the great dilemma is like, if you find something that's really good, maybe you shouldn't tell anyone else to check it out. Maybe you should just keep it a secret, but then it'll get canceled. So it's kind of like
I think like right now the show that's at like the perfect level of that is like Righteous Gemstones, where like it's so funny. The new season is great and like people are into it, but they're into it like a reasonable amount.
Respectfully.
And they're just posting like, whoa, the show's like really funny. They'll post like the closest I got was the Baby Billy, like, Pickle in My Mouth song, right? Misbehaving.
Yeah.
Even that didn't get there because that song is genuinely so good and so much fun to listen to.
It's
right?
true.
So, like, I think, like, that's at the perfect level right now where, yeah, there's, like, memes and stuff. You know, who wants to suck an old man's dick, right? But, like, they're not getting posted enough that it's getting, like, driven into the ground.
Maybe it's because no one, even though it's so obvious, no one has said Righteous Gemstones is a perfect metaphor for late capitalism. But as soon as someone says that, it's over.
Yeah, then it's over. You could post that right now. And just,
yeah, and it's all over.
I'm going to. That's my assignment.
Okay, last question. We're going to play a little game, you two, because I already looked this up. So this is this one's from Scott Squid. How many of the 23 flavors in Dr. Pepper do you think you could name, and what are those flavors?
Oh, boy.
My God.
So we'll go back and forth. So there's 23. We'll see which one of you can get it.
Should better. I say because how many I think I could name? Like four or five?
I don't
maybe?
Think I could do. I could do two, maybe. Have you guys ever been to the Coca-Cola Museum in Atlanta?
No.
It's
no.
like, it's really cool, first of
I'd
all.
I'd love to go, yeah.
There's a food court where you can try all the different sodas from around the world. There's like a different, it's like a, you know, like African soda or whatever. Yeah, it's so cool. But they have like Coca-Cola's secret recipes in a vault. And it's like, it feels like you're in The Apprentice. Like these lights go down and they're like, no one knows what's inside this vault. But
yeah,
I guess there's something.
You know what? I'm going to say two as well. Cause I can only think of two possible.
Okay.
Ones
well,
right
we'll
now,
see but how far you guys can get. This is, so Josiah, you're the guest. We'll let you go first. What is one you think is in there?
Black cherry.
Black cherry is in there. That is one of them. Yeah.
I'm going to say cinnamon.
Cinnamon is not one of the flavors.
Oh, okay. I'm out immediately. Okay.
Yeah. So that's, so Josiah's
we,
up one.
We go till eliminate or we just keep
no,
going?
Just alternating. Just keep okay, going. Okay. So Josiah, you
caramel?
Caramel is one of the flavors.
Wow.
That's two nothing. Yeah.
Nutmeg?
Nutmeg is one of the flavors. Yeah.
Okay.
2-1.
All right. Oh boy.
Josiah.
Sorry, I'm just seeing my tweet about Righteous Gemstones blowing up over here. vanilla?
Vanilla Fuck. Is one of the flavors, yeah.
God damn it.
3-1, Josiah.
I was about
perfect
to say
3-3 so far. Stefan?
Chocolate?
No, chocolate is not one of them.
God damn it.
Huh, what's left? I feel like I've covered all the flavors. brown sugar?
Nope. Brown sugar
Wait,
is not.
Can one. I change my answer?
Yeah, sure.
Molasses.
Molasses.
That's kind
of
brown sugar.
Molasses
and brown sugar is the same thing, right? Kind of.
I mean, no, but good. But yeah, yes. Molasses is one of them. So
I think the people at home know I'm a perfect 4-for-4.
You right? are. Yeah. Four to one, Josiah.
Man, like citrus, like lemon.
Lemon is one of them. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Lemon is one of them. Yeah. 4-2.
Oh my God.
By the way, these are all, this is just a guess, by the way. So Dr. Pepper
is, because no one's released,
said what the 23 are, but this is what people think.
Right. So cinnamon could be in there.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. And chocolate. I'm 4-for-4 also.
What's like the flavor of cola? What is that called?
It's called cola. That is one of them.
Yep. Okay. Cola. Yep. Wow.
5-2. Yeah.
Damn.
Or do you have three, Stefan? No, you have two.
I have two.
Lemon and
I mean,
and,
it's not
nutmeg.
Cane sugar or just like
sugar is not one of the flavors.
Sugar is not really a flavor, I guess. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm done.
You're tapping, Josiah. You want to try and increase your
lead? Oh, wait, root
here?
Beer?
No. That, well, sarsaparilla is one of the flavors. Okay. So I'll give that to you.
Okay.
I'll give that
right.
to you. Yeah.
Okay.
So 5-3.
Oh fuck.
You can retire undefeated, Josiah.
Ginger?
Ooh. Ginger is one of the flavors.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Nicely done.
Next three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm tapping
You're
out.
You're done?
I'm lost.
Josiah, any more guesses? I'm surprised, Stefan. Well, I'll let Josiah go again.
I feel like there's a couple obvious ones that I'm just totally missing.
Yeah, there must be.
Well, you said cherry. That was your first one, right?
Yeah. Cherry. Okay. You guys got cherry. Yeah.
What about like simple syrup?
No, that's not one.
All right, I'm out. I'm done.
So I'm just surprised because Stefan got nutmeg, but then neither of you guessed any more spices. Like Dr. Pepper's
those are the only
thing
two spices I know.
Yeah. So here are the flavors. These are the ones you didn't get. Licorice.
Oh.
Amaretto.
Okay.
Blackberry.
Oh.
apricot.
Really? Oh.
Black pepper.
What?
Anise. Plum.
Okay.
Orange.
Orange. Okay.
Cardamom.
Oh.
Allspice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coriander. Juniper.
Oh.
And birch.
Those are like the, those are classic like old 1800s soda.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, like yes. You, I can. I mean, I've had like a $7 juniper soda here in Montreal before, yeah, totally. For sure. Like that's so, some shit that I'm down with.
It is. So apparently, Dr. Pepper was made because the doctor was trying to recreate the smell of the pharmacy where he like practiced, basically. That he liked the smell, the natural smell of the pharmacy, I guess.
Okay.
And that's why that's how he created it. Anyway.
Disgusting.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit weird. Anyway.
It's supposed to taste like old people getting their pills.
Yeah, exactly. This one tastes like heart medicine. Josiah, thank you so much for joining us here on this mailbag episode. Before we go, is there anything that you would like to plug?
Biodome. Check it out. It's there's some things that do not hold up at all. Specifically one scene that is very lacking in consent by modern standards. Other than that, though, if you could skip it, maybe I'll make an edit actually of Biodome without you don't need that scene at all. And otherwise, I mean, the laughing gas scene is a work of art. It's a masterpiece. Biodome, check it out.
All right. So there you go. Check out Biodome. You can follow Josiah on Twitter at Josiah Hughes. Listen to his podcasts, 155 and Globe Hell. Thanks everybody for donating to the show. We appreciate you. And yeah, check out the $100 club on Patreon. If you're not a member, we got a lot of cool shit going on there. And we have a live show coming up this Friday. Alex Goldman from Reply All is going to be joining us to watch some shitty cameos. It's coming up this Friday, January 21st at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Hopefully we'll see you here for that one. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for donating. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.